morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolute pleasure. Now, you've got a public Stroke Safe talk coming up in Ulverston this morning. We'll talk a little bit about that in just a sec, but basically it's about getting the message across during this National Stroke Week.
It is. We're using Stroke Week this year to raise awareness of stroke and particularly the signs of stroke, because a stroke is the way we describe oxygen stopping getting to the brain through the blood supply, and we know that when this happens, brain cells die very, very quickly. So when you have a stroke, it's really important to get medical help straight away. And the fastest way to do that is to actually recognise the signs of stroke.
So if you recognise the signs, it's act as fast as you can. And some of those symptoms would be, what, facial weakness, arm weakness and speech difficulties, things like that.
That's right. That's exactly right. We have an acronym called FAST. And the F stands for face, so it's if there's a facial droop either in the mouth or the eye are the most common ones. A stands for arms, so if you think someone's having a stroke, get them to raise both arms above their head if they can. We know that sometimes a stroke affects only one side of the body, so it's important to get both arms up. S stands for speech, and it may be a slurred speech, or it may be that they can't understand basic simple questions that you're asking them, so it's about comprehension as well. And then the T in FAST stands for time, which just recognises that you need to get to hospital straight away.
I guess some of the preventatives would be lifestyles to try and avoid a stroke. I guess one of the key symptoms here would be high blood pressure.
Absolutely. High blood pressure is most definitely the biggest risk factor. And the hardest part is we don't actually know that we've got high blood pressure until we get it tested. So it's not something that makes you feel any differently normally. So it's really important to get it tested. And a lot of pharmacies actually do free blood pressure testing, which is good.
That's right, they do too, yeah.
Yeah, so it's but there are other lifestyle factors, and they are the same for most chronic diseases, to be honest. So if you're taking care of your diet, alcohol in moderation, trying to stop smoking, getting some regular exercise, that all contributes to a number of risk factors for a number of diseases.
Probably reducing salt, so if not, cut it right out of the diet.
Absolutely, if possible. We also know that Tasmanians have are higher placed in the nation for all of these risk factors, so it's very relevant, the message here today, particularly for Tasmanians.
Stroke is one of Australia's biggest killers and leading cause of disability. And in fact, just looking through some of the stats here, Kathy, 1 in 6 people have a stroke in their lifetime. And to be affected might be someone's sister, brother, wife, husband. Behind the numbers, they're real lives, aren't they?
They certainly are. We do say you don't plan for a stroke. One minute you're going about your daily life and the next minute it's all been interrupted. And not only yours, but also the lives of your family members and carers. We know that over 1,300 Tasmanians have a stroke every year, and 300 Tasmanians actually die from a stroke each year. So with about 7,500 of us living with a disability that impacts our daily life because of a stroke, it does have a big impact in Tasmania.
Okay, so some strokes are fatal while others do cause permanent or temporary disability. So it's very, very important, Kathy, isn't it, to understand that strokes can be prevented, and lifestyle is very, very important too. As we mentioned, high blood pressure, also high cholesterol, smoking, obesity, overweight and poor diet can lead to a stroke. So it's all about checking in on our lifestyles and going to the GP on a regular basis, getting our blood pressure checked, and as you did point out too, go to your local pharmacy as well. Now, we did mention that the Central Coast Community Shed in Ulverston have a public Stroke Safe talk and a bit of a barbecue lunch happening today from 11 o'clock.
They do. The Stroke Foundation have Stroke Safe ambassadors, and they go and talk in to community groups and workplaces, and they talk about the effects of stroke, the signs of stroke, the risk factors, and what to do if you think that somebody is having a stroke or that you are having a stroke. So it's really important information. The two presenters that we have in Ulverston actually are stroke survivors themselves. They're a couple, and they had a stroke within months of each other. So it's a fairly unique story there. But they definitely are able to practice what they preach as far as lifestyle modifications, and they're pretty inspiring, actually.
Absolutely, yeah. Okay, so that's from 11 o'clock today, that Stroke Safe talk at the Central Coast Council, the community shed in Ulverston, and just rock up this morning from 11 o'clock, Kathy.
Sounds fantastic.
For any information at all, the Stroke Foundation, of course, is there. You do have a webpage, I take it?
We have a webpage. It's www.strokefoundation.com.au. And we have a lot of information on there, both for stroke survivors and for people that are looking to address their risk factors.
During this week, it is National Stroke Week, but as I did mention to you before, it's very, very important to keep an eye on the symptoms of a stroke 52 weeks of the year, not just necessarily the week that we're focusing on, but it's just getting it out there and getting people so they're wary of a stroke in the event of a stroke and what to do and try and prevent it, which is so important as well. All right then, well, you have a great day and thank you very much for your time this morning. State Manager from the Stroke Foundation in Tasmania, Kathy Krall, thanks for your time on 7B Breakfast today.
Thanks very much, appreciate it.